Hello, fantasy managers. Happy Saturday. Welcome back to another episode of the First Pitch Podcast on the Pitchless Podcast Network. My name is Carson Picard. I'll be your host for this weekend edition of the pod, and no more beating around the bush. We'll get into everything baseball related from this Friday, May 8th, and we will get started with a slate of injury news and updates here, starting with Tyler Glasnow, who was removed from his start a couple days ago. He is officially on the 15-day IL with back spasms. We'll, of course, keep you updated on his progress to recovery. Cole Reagans, also officially placed on the IL with pitcher's elbow. Doesn't seem like it's anything too severe just yet, but of course, we'll let you know when it happens. Luis Gil put on the 15-day IL with right shoulder inflammation, and as was Cade Povich, put on the 15-day IL with elbow inflammation. Blaze Alexander, as we move on to the position players, Blaze Alexander was scratched from his game today with calf tightness. Travis d'Arnaud was put on the 10-day IL with plantar fasciitis, and Ketel Marte was scratched with just an illness. No further specifications there. Hopefully it's not something too severe, as viruses are in the news. Moving on, though, for some rare positive updates in this injury section, we move on to some rehab starts and recovery updates, starting with Mookie Betts, who is making a rehab start, made a rehab start yesterday in AAA. Casey Mize, Jackson Jobe, and Caleb Thielbar all participated in bullpen sessions. Christian Yelich and Brandon Woodruff participating in some drills, as was Ronald Acuña Jr., although Acuña is not set to rejoin the Braves lineup for at least another week and a half or so. And Hunter Brown had a bullpen session that apparently went quite well. Finally here, Logan Ohapi participated in some drills today as he's looking to get back on the Angels roster. So, and they need it. So, that is going to do it here for all of the injury news and notes. One final thing, though, I have for you is Nick Lodolo has been activated and will join the joins the Reds rotation. So we move on now to the notable performances for our hitters. We will start with our top hitter of the day. This was a tough one to pick, but I got to give it to the one who has bucked some recent trends, and that's going to be Josh Naylor of the Seattle Mariners. He went 3-for-5 with a home run today. 4 batted balls over 100 miles an hour. Naylor has been off to a very slow start, someone who you really expected not only to contribute offensively in the normal first baseman production categories, but able to get some stolen bases. He didn't have any stolen bases here today, but Naylor, a solid outing for sure today. Marcell Ozuna, as we move down the list, Marcell Ozuna 2-for-3 with home run and a walk, quietly been reasonably productive in the last 3 weeks or so. So Ozuna, nice bounce back here. Rafael Devers went 2-for-4 with the home run today. Michael Harris, the second, went 4-for-4 with all singles today against the Los Angeles Dodgers. Ivan Herrera went 4-for-5 today, also all singles. Mark Vientos went 2-for-4 with a home run and a double in the Mets win today. PCA went 2-for-4 with a double, and Michael Conforto went 2-for-4. With a double. Seiya Suzuki went 1-for-3 with a home run and 2 walks to add on to his really nice starts of the year. Luke Rayleigh went 2-for-5 and 2 home runs. It was very close to putting him as the hitter of the day, but Rayleigh got 7 RBIs. Very fortunate in getting to the plate when it mattered the most. I think both were 2 outs as well. Maximized his availability when he was into the plate. Made it count in a 12-8 win over the Chicago White Sox. A White Sox team that was aided by Munetaka Murakami hitting another home run. It's his 15th of the year. He hit, got a walk as well. He leads Major League Baseball in home runs. Riley Green, 3-for-4 with with a double today. Byron Buxton went 3-for-5 with a home run today. That's 12 home runs in the last 22 games. Byron Buxton, 7 in his last 11. Austin Martin went 3-for-5 with a stolen base today. Austin Martin, guys, look if he's available. I just cannot stop hammering this home. He's been ridiculous to start the year in on-base percentage and average. Like, just absolutely outrageous. Travis Bezzana went 1-for-4 and got his first career home run in the first inning off Connor Prelip today. Congratulations to him. Ida Lopez went 3-for-4 with a double. Xavier Edwards, his partner in crime in the middle infield, went 1-for-3 with a home run and a walk. Willier Abreu went 1-for-2 with a home run and 2 walks. Again, someone else who's had a really nice start to the year and being able to bolster your on-base percentage teams Gunnar Henderson, one for three. We don't always cover the great performances. Gunnar Henderson, 1 for 3 with a walk. He dips under the Mendoza line as Henderson has really struggled to start the year. Adley Rutschman, his teammate, has kind of sapped away some of that ability, it seems. 2 for 3 with a home run and a walk for Adley Rutschman. Has an OPS of around 940 at the moment. Really having a nice year. Hunter Goodwin went 4 for 5 in a nice outing here for the Colorado Rockies. Trey Turner did not have a nice outing. 0 for 6 with 2 Ks. Trey Turner, someone you really expect to help you out in the average department. Averaged up to 226 after this game. Justin Crawford went 3 for 4 with a home run and a walk to subjugate some of that poor performance from the top of the lineup. Crawford not grading out terribly well in the outfield, which is quite surprising given his pedigree as a prospect, but doing quite well for himself at the bottom of the Phillies order. And finally, Yordan Alvarez, the man just cannot be stopped, it seems. Gets his 13th home run of the year, 2 for 4. He is having an OPS well over 1,000, really on pace to have like an MVP type season. So that's going to do it for the hitter roundup here. Check out the Daily Batters Box article for all the more information on these hitters and then some. We move on to taking a break. We'll come back with the lengthy amount of starters, and then we'll get into the relievers and our picks for today. See you in a bit. All right, welcome back to the First Pitch Podcast, and we go now to our starters roundup here. Not quite the roundup, that's Nick's thing, but the recap of sorts of everything that happened for on the mounds today. We start with, this outing honestly should deserve its own episode, and it probably will. Make sure you check out the Plus Pitch Podcast to hear more about this. But Jacob Mizorowski, oh my God. 6 innings, 0 earned runs, 2 hits, 11 Ks, 2 walks, and 95 pitches. But the real highlights were the first inning, he threw the 5 hardest pitches thrown by a starter in the StatCast era, and thus likely in MLB history. 103.5 miles an hour type stuff. I mean, this is like Reds Aroldis Chapman type outings from Mizorowski, and he's doing this as a starter. He made Spencer Jones made his MLB debut today, and he just got absolutely thrown into the fire as Mizorowski's pumping out the hardest fastball the starter's ever thrown. And you know, what's incredible about this is you look at him pitch and it looks like a Aroldis Chapman, and just the violence in his delivery, just absolutely ferocious, completely built on whipping that arm as fast as possible. It's not that it's like effortless velocity. I don't think that's really the case with Mizorowski. It's just, it's just so fearsome on the mound. And when he's on, he is just near untouchable. 16 whiffs, 38 CSW percentage. He had a 98.6 mile an hour slider. Whether you want to call it a slider or a cutter, doesn't really matter. It's classified as a slider. And that would be the hardest thrown slider in MLB history, beating his own record from like a week ago. So Jacob Mizorowski, an absolutely ridiculous outing. Chris Sale, as we move on here, went 7 innings against the Dodgers, 2 earned runs, 5 hits, 7 Ks, 102 pitches, 17 whiffs, 36 CSW percentage. I love Chris Sale so much. He was really solid here against a really formidable lineup. And a home run to Freddie Freeman was really the majority of the damage here. He was absolutely fantastic today, and has just been absolutely fantastic the last few years for Atlanta. Michael McGreevy went 6 scoreless innings with 1 hit, 9 Ks, 2 walks, and 94 pitches. This is a great outing, a gold star type outing, 17 whiffs, 35 CSW. Nice to see a prospect for the Cardinals really turn into something on the pitcher's mound, or at least have a nice outing on the pitcher's mound. There's a 25-year-old did really well. Did it grade out really well on PLV evaluations? Not the best, but certainly a lovely stat line. Connor Prelip went out against the Cleveland Guardians today. 5 innings, 1 earned run, although 4 runs were allowed. 4 hits, 6 Ks, 2 walks on 93 pitches. This is a really solid outing for Connor Prelip as he's establishing himself into the Twins rotation. Parker Messick duels him today, 5 1/3. This was a cruel start because Messick said, anything you can do, I can do just a bit better. 5 1/3, 1 earned run, 7 hits, 7 Ks, 1 walk on 95 pitches, got 13 whiffs. Just a little bit better and smoother around the edges for Messick. Robbie Snelling made his MLB debut today. The top Marlins prospect went 5 innings, 3 earned runs, 5 hits, 2 Ks, 4 walks, 86 pitches. That line says it all. Very erratic outing, but he did showcase some of his whiff ability and some of his nastiness. 12 whiffs and an A-plus stuff grade, but the command just wasn't quite there. If you didn't start him today, which you shouldn't have, he looks to have at least that stuff floor going for him. We'll monitor if he has that command reined in his next start. Reed Detmers did not have his command reined in. 3 2/3 innings, 2 earned runs, 2 hits, 6 walks, 3 Ks on 99 pitches. That, again, that line just kind of tells the whole story. The fastball just wasn't quite working, relied on slider, just couldn't quite get it sitting correctly, and paid the price for it. Dylan Cease was comparatively excellent. 7 innings, 0 earned runs, 5 hits, 10 Ks, 0 walks, 97 pitches, 19 whiffs, 31 CSW percent. He could have been the pitcher of the day and probably would have in many days had Mizorowski not just gone out ballistic. Phenomenal outing from Dylan Cease against an admittedly fairly weak Angels lineup, but nevertheless. And we'll wrap up this recap here with Jesus Luzardo. 3 innings, 6 earned runs, 6 hits, 6 Ks, 3 walks on 95 pitches. But as bad as that stat line sounds, 16 whiffs, 33 CSW percentage. The stuff and location grades were pretty solid. I swear Jesus Luzardo was good. I really do. I think, honestly, everyone should buy Jesus Luzardo right now in your leagues, because I don't think the price is going to be lower. And I think the regression is absolutely going to come where he's going to have probably a really nice couple months here. But that's going to do it for the starting pitcher recap. We'll give the Plus Pitch podcast a listen to find out about everyone that pitched here on Friday. Friday episodes are always, Friday recap episodes rather, are always really lengthy and long because you have so many top tier pitchers going. So make sure to check out the Plus Pitch podcast and Nick's Daily SP Roundup if you want to find more information about all of these guys and then some. We move on now to relievers and who collected saves. We got a bunch of relievers collecting saves today, 9 in total. Juan Meja collected his second save of the year. Hogan Harris collected his second save of the year for the Athletics. Louis Varland, the folk hero himself in Toronto, collected his 5th save of the year for them. Aroldis Chapman collected his 8th save for the Boston Red Sox. PJ Poulin collected his 1st save. Probably not very fantasy relevant, but it's always worth mentioning when someone gets a nice surprise save. Cade Smith, absolutely fantasy relevant, got his 11th save yesterday against the Twins. Shane Drohan, Tobias Myers both collected their first saves of the year, and Tanner Scott got his 3rd save of the year for the Los Angeles Dodgers as he is securing his position as the Dodgers closer. We move on to who blew it. Justin Lawrence, not quite a blown save, but it's always funny when someone has an infinite ERA, and that's what Lawrence had for the Pirates. 3 hits, 3 earned runs, no outs recorded. Gotta love it. Kyle Finnegan had a proper blown save for the Detroit Tigers, and Jimmy Herget had a blown save for the Rockies before they tied it up, and then Brad Keller lost the game for the Phillies in the 11th inning, if I recall correctly. Make sure you check out Rick Graham's weekly articles to know more about all these relievers and then some. As that's going to do it for the recap of everyone who pitched on the mound yesterday. So we now look forward to today's slate of games, the full slate of games here on this Saturday. The top 3 pitching matchups that I want to highlight are, first, the Tampa Bay Rays at the Boston Red Sox. It is Nick Martinez against Tolley, this is a really interesting matchup. Peyton Tolley, someone who absolutely should command your attention, and this is going to be a good test for him. The Houston Astros at the Cincinnati Reds. It's Spencer Arrighetti versus Chase Burns. Arrighetti, we'll see how strong he is. Chase Burns hasn't quite elevated his game to that top tier that I know he has, and we'll see if he can put it on gear against the Astros. And a very formidable Astros lineup at that, albeit one now lacking Carlos Correa. And my third game I want to highlight here is the Yankees at the Brewers. These are going to be 2 elite pitchers going at it, with Cam Schlittler versus Kyle Harrison. Red Sox legend, Kyle Harrison. But we now move to the game of the day, which is going to be maybe the most interesting game we'll see all week. And that's going to be the Braves at the Dodgers, because it's Spencer Strider versus Blake Snell. Yes, that Blake Snell, who is making his season debut. And that is going to be the look forward to today's games. And that's going to mean it's the end of the First Pitch podcast here. Thank you very much for watching and dealing with my many stutters. For a deep dive on everything baseball, hop on to pitcherlist.com for further access. Sign up for PL Plus or PL Pro to gain access to the Discord, PLV apps, including our lovely game card creator, and to support the Pitcher List staff like myself. Finally, my name is Carson Picard. You can find me on the Shallows podcast with my great co-host, Eric Henriksen, as well as on Blue Sky at Carson Picard. Thank you very much for listening. Have a great rest of your weekend. Good luck with your weeks, and bless the knees, bless the elbows. Have a great rest of your weekend, guys. Take care.